from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on a Way Back Wednesday on Fesco in the Morning. Damn glad to have you on a Victory Wednesday, because the Royals keep playing the White Sox. The Royals keep winning. Today, Singer takes the slab at 1:10. Pre-game starts at 12 o'clock right here on 610 Sports Radio. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you. Way Back Wednesday, you text in your name and the song request, and then Mac will play it, maybe. Mac, where's this one coming from?
This is from Ozzy. Obviously, bye, 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 NSYNC. He says, thanks, mate. Dusty's 267th bone. We'll know why.
Here we go. Shout out Ryan Reynolds. I don't want to spoil anything, but might be a reference to the new Deadpool Wolverine movie.
Ah, gotcha.
When do spoilers no longer matter anymore, right? Like how long do you have to give something before? Because that movie came out last weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so if it's out a week, out 2 weeks, is it out a month, is it out a year? Like, where do you find yourself with the spoiler? We received a direct message yesterday, at least I did on Twitter,
you
from
did.
A listener saying that they do not want us to report the Olympic Games because they are going home and watching the Olympic Games, and by us talking about it, it's ruining their morning or their afternoon. I got to be honest with you, this is not on-demand radio. So we will do what we want here, how we want to do it. And when events are happening live, we're going to report on them, just like the 3-on-3 men's basketball and Jimmer Fredette getting their doors blown off today in that 3-on-3 competition. Not good. 22-14, I think, is what the final was that I saw on ESPN.com when I woke up this morning. So so spoiler alert from a sports standpoint. I mean, if you're trying to avoid the sports and what's going on, and we've all been there before, right? Like you've recorded a game, you don't want to know what's going on, or you were telling me Vern during the Masters during baseball season will record it, doesn't want to know anything that's going on with the Masters and whatnot.
I respect that.
Fine.
That's
great.
The day of.
That's right. But you go about what you need to do to avoid that. You don't tell others what to do to make you avoid that. Like if you're at your kid's soccer game, which we've all been there, on a noon Sunday and the Chiefs are playing and you don't want to know what's going on in that game, put your phone away, tell the other parents, hey, I'm recording the game, don't give me updates about what's going on, and move about your life, right? Don't sit there and demand that nobody else can watch or have any idea what's going on. So that's why I asked. You know, the movie came out last Friday. When is the statute of limitations for spoilers allowed to be used? Because on social media, people are tweeting and talking and doing all that stuff and posting about it right from the jump. So I think we kind of lost the whole the spoiler thing, because people spoil everything right now. I mean, social media, in a nutshell, is spoiled life.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the Game of Thrones spinoff, House of the Dragon, and I won't get on Twitter if I see some sort of reference. I'll try to scroll faster.
Yeah.
And also, that's my fault if I'm on social media knowing that I haven't seen it. And it's on me. Like, I know the ways to get around it.
Well, it's 2024. It's somebody else's fault, Dusty. I don't know if you're familiar with the way that we operate these days.
Me? No, it's not. And again, with the spoiler for the movies, I don't think there's ever a time frame because obviously schedules. Like, I would never like in fact, Friday night when I got home, a couple buddies came over and after the movie and had a couple patio brews.
Right.
And one of my buddies just straight up asked me a question about the movie. And my other buddy was like, I don't want to hear. No, don't hear anything. He's like, just tell me this little bit of information. I was like, it's up to you. I'll tell you if you want to.
Sure.
But yeah. For the most part, spoilers are a Richard move. And especially if the movie came out Friday, I think if this is the case with like this sort of movie, I think you got to give it at least a month before you can be like, oh yeah, that happened. Because by then, if it's been a month and the movie's been out and it's a highly sought after movie and you haven't seen it yet, you either A, don't care, or B, you've either seen it or you've already heard the rumors.
Right. And that's where I kind of fall. I'm in the A, don't care category, right? Like, and I was thinking about this.
Tell me what happens.
Yeah. But I'm a terrible show watcher. I was driving in listening to Ben this morning and they were talking about this show called Palm Royale. I don't know if you've caught any of this. I think it's on Apple TV or whatever. And I started watching it, you know, in one of those moments of killing time. And I got through about 3 or 4 episodes and I've just moved on. Like, I don't care if I hear spoilers. I can join it later in progress. Like, yeah. I do maintain that if it wasn't for COVID, I probably never would have watched Breaking Bad from start to finish because I'm just a bad show watcher. And I'm so glad for that standpoint that I was able to sit down and watch that show from beginning to end because it is now my favorite show of all time.
It's the best show ever.
It's just a remarkable, remarkable TV show. Like, I cried when I didn't want it to end. I felt like I was losing a part of my life or something.
Well, good for you. It's not over when that show coming out with Heisenberg.
Oh, they are. I didn't see that.
Yeah, he wakes up in his hospital bed arrested to the bed.
Oh,
that's all we know.
Really? When does that come out?
I'm not sure, but I know it's coming.
Oh, so are you serious? I didn't see that. That's awesome.
I looked this up this weekend because I was having the same exact conversation. I think we may have gotten duped, Dusty. I'll double check, but I was saying,
Really? Like an April Fool's joke or something like that?
Yeah, Heisenberg, and they showed the guy, getting out of the hospital. And
was it on, like, TV or was it on social media?
They made a post in, like, Cranston and everything. I thought we were behind it, but speaking of rumors, there's a lot of trade rumors. This was Michael Massey on what it's like. This was post-game on Bally Sports Network, but this is what he said, what it's like to be on the opposite side of it.
Does being, buyers at the deadline invigorate you guys at all, being able to add major league pieces?
Yeah, I mean, this is my first experience with it, so it's a heck of a lot better than being a seller and seeing guys go. And, obviously being in a position we are is a lot better than where we were last year. So just excited for the last couple months here and, ready to compete.
Bob, they were very active yesterday after we left this building.
Yeah, they were very active yesterday, but all told, I mean, they went out and acquired 4 different players, before the trade deadline. You know, you got Hunter Harvey coming in about a week ago. People don't like to, count those as moves, right? You tried to get Hunter Harvey yesterday, and you're going to pay probably at least another prospect or two more than what you paid 10 days ago to get him. Yeah. So that's a move that counts. You got Lorenzen 2 days ago, right? And people look at that and they go, well, that wasn't necessarily it. No, it was a trade deadline move. And we'll get to Lorenzen in a second, some information I want to share about him. And then yesterday they go out and they get Lucas Erceg from Oakland. And I was watching some highlights of him. He's got some pretty nasty stuff. And Dallas Braden, who's a former big leaguer, had a lot of great things to say about him on social media yesterday. And then they get Paul DeJong. And it's an interesting one because I think the DeJong trade was more about, hey, man, let's send this guy who's a veteran playing for a very bad team to a team that has an opportunity to win games. But
Cross the diamond,
right? Like switch dugouts today.
I love those trades.
Those are my favorite trades when they trade with a team that they're playing each other and the guy just walks across the hallway, right? Like
this team sucks.
Yeah, I'm going over to this team. I'm joining you guys, man. This other team blows. Can I join you?
Can I do a 31 improved winning team?
Yeah, like that. All of a sudden went from the death's door to the playoff door, right?
Yeah.
But where does he really fit in, right? Because he's obviously not playing shortstop for you.
Sure.
He's a guy that can play a bunch of different positions, though. He can play a little third. He can play a little, second.
A poor man Zobrist.
Yes, a very poor man Zobrist right now, because I don't think he can play the outfield like Ben Zobrist could play the outfield. I was kind of going through his stuff the other day, and I don't see much of an outfield presence from Paul DeJong. But what he does is he gives you a veteran bat off the bench late, in games. They got a guy in 2014, Ty Willingham. Remember that name?
Yeah.
Okay, so they got Ty Willingham, and what was his job on the roster? Kind of like a late-inning guy, maybe late in the game. Not a real big name, but a veteran bat that you could count on, right?
Or a day game, getaway game that you need to rest guys for.
Yeah, give somebody a rest. But at this point in the season, I don't know that you're doing much resting, right?
Or who wants to sit out
at this point of the season. But maybe it's a little bit of a wake-up call for Michael Garcia, like, hey, start swinging the bat a little bit better. We got Paul DeJong in here now, who's a veteran presence. But I don't think he's going to move anybody technically out of a starting lineup position. I just think he's a nice bat to have off the bench late in games. games when you need a bat, and you will need a veteran bat that has postseason experience when the postseason comes around. So they made a bunch of moves yesterday, and I know they're very happy with them. I talked to some folks in the organization last night, and they had a goal in mind, and they set out, and they accomplished that goal. And what they did is very reminiscent to me what Brett Veach does every offseason. Looks at what doesn't work, goes out there and addresses that and fixes it, even if the fans are yelling and saying, hey, this isn't working, this isn't working. They recognize that, and they go and fix it. And that's what the Royals did. I mean, everybody's been yelling about the bullpen, and they went out and fixed the bullpen. The Lorenzen one is interesting because I do believe that he's going to end up being a starter. I think that's going to be the goal of the organization, is to get him in as a starter for this and probably move Marsh into the bullpen. And so when you look at the way that that's going to line up, if Lorenzen does turn into that starter, I think that they want him to be, and then you move Marsh into the bullpen, well, you've gotten better in two areas by just flip-flopping guys, because I think at the end of the day, Marsh is going to be a lot more valuable to you in this postseason chase and in the postseason coming out of the bullpen, because you need as many reliable arms as you can see. And if you don't understand how it needs to be in the bullpen, just look at the Chicago White Sox and how awful their bullpen has been, how many leads that they have blown this year in the seventh, eighth, and ninth inning because they can't shut down games. I want our best arms, our most reliable arms, coming out of the bullpen to get those last nine outs.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.